is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. I am your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. I do hope that everyone is doing well during this resurgence of COVID. Not sure yet how this uptick is going to affect Ketchikan and the surrounding communities, but at least for now it looks as though everything is still on track for the Blueberry Arts Festival. That'll be happening the first weekend of August. Fingers crossed that this still takes place. I, the Naughty Guy, Adam J., will be aiming to have a table set up so I can display and sell all of my decorative knotwork. So let's get down to tonight's episode. This is about two of the more recent zombie movies that I've watched, and I'm actually really blown away. They are not your typical zombie movies. So let's start with Blood Quantum from 2019. Plot goes, in 1981, on the Red Crow Indian Reservation in Quebec, Canada, a fisherman catches a bunch of salmon and sees that they continue to move even after being gutted. The indigenous sheriff, his name is Trailer, responds to a call about a dying dog that belongs to his ex-wife, Nurse Joss. He takes the dog out by gunshot, then has to go visit Joss, only to learn that their son Joseph has been arrested for vandalism in a nearby town, and the reason he was arrested was freaking hilarious if you get a chance to watch this movie. He was arrested with his brother Lysol. So Trailer visits his father, who shows him the gutted yet moving salmon, and Joss, her dead dog, comes back to life in the trunk of Trailer's car, and he has to shoot it again. They then destroy the dog and the fish by burning it all in a barrel. Trailer and Joss head into a town to free Joseph from jail, and Trailer, Joss, Joseph, Lysol, and Officer Shamu are attacked by a deathly ill and violent man who bites Joseph on the arm. Joseph goes to the hospital where his white pregnant girlfriend Charlie is waiting. Later that night, Sheriff Trailer responds to a call from a man named Shooker. Trailer enters Shooker's house and is attacked and bitten by Shooker's white girlfriend, and later kills her with the butt of his shotgun. Trailer and Shooker then go to the bridge where Joss, Joseph, and Charlie have found themselves after escaping the hospital in an ambulance. We cut to 6 months later, the outbreak of the flesh-eating Zeds, which is the name they're using for the zombies. They call them Zeds. Where this outbreak has spread, possibly worldwide, and now the Red Crow Reservation has been turned into a fortified compound. The residents have discovered that only the indigenous people are immune to the Zed plague. Anyone else can be infected. And it spreads very quickly. Lysol has become increasingly aggressive towards Joseph and others for their tendency to bring outsiders, such as a man and his young daughter, whom the daughter was bitten by a Zed, as well as a girl named Lilith, who hides the fact that she is also infected. Later, at Lysol's shelter away from the compound, Joseph finds a now zombified Lilith chewing on human flesh. They take Lilith back to the compound, and Lysol stabs his brother Joseph with a knife. Then he lets Lilith loose inside the compound. Trailer and his father, who went on a mission to eliminate Zeds at a gas station with fellow tribesmen named Bumper, return to the compound to find it completely overrun by Zeds. They learn that Joss, Joseph, Charlie, and 8 other survivors are trapped in the basement. But while rescuing his people, trailer is eaten alive by the Zeds. Joss, Joseph, and Charlie escape with Grandfather and Bumper. When they enter a church to stop some of Lysol's followers from murdering a group of survivors, Lysol finds Joss, Charlie, and Bumper. He stabs Bumper from behind, and Joss shoots Lysol. As this happens, he opens the trunk of the car, releasing the other Zed, which immediately attacks the now-in-labor Charlie. Joseph kills the Zed, and Joseph and his grandfather take the wounded Lysol away from the scene, and Joseph stabs him, returning the favor. Grandfather lets off a gunshot in the air, alerting the Zeds to Lysol's location, and they brutally rip him to pieces. It was a gruesome scene. Joseph, Charlie, and Joss set out into a large body of water in a boat. Grandfather, armed with only a sword, stays behind to fight off the Zeds. On the boat, Charlie gives birth to a healthy baby girl, but Charlie knows that she is infected with the zombie virus, and asks Joseph to kill her before she turns into one of the infected. He mournfully shoots her in the head, and the survivor's boat continues to drift through the water, with all of their fates unknown. We cut back to Grandfather as he stands victorious over a huge pile of chopped up Zeds, and roll the credits. Now that was the movie in a nutshell. Great movie, fun to watch. I don't know much about the budget of this, what it cost to make this one, but it brought in almost $11 million at the box office. I was really impressed with this movie. It was pretty heart-wrenching at times. But all in all, this is a well-made zombie movie. I will give Blood Quantum 2019 a rating of 4 chainsaws out of 5. You can find this movie on Amazon Prime or on Shudder streaming apps. So the next movie that I want to talk about is The Dead Don't Die. Now this is a kind of a black comedy. It's a fun movie. All-star cast. So this was made in 2019. The plot goes, Cliff Robertson and Ronnie Peterson, police officers in rural Centerville, respond to a report from farmer Frank Miller regarding a missing chicken and briefly interact with the hermit Bob. On the way back to the station, Cliff notices there is still daylight after 8 p.m. Ronnie's watch and cell phone stop working. Later, at a dinner at a diner, hardware store owner Hank Thompson hears a radio report about polar fracking. When a song called The Dead Don't Die plays on the radio, Ronnie tells Cliff that it is the theme song. Two zombies obsessed with coffee reanimate when night falls and kill the two diner employees, Fern and Lily, who are discovered by Hank the next morning. Ronnie believes zombies killed the employees. Travelers Zoe, Zach, Jack stop for gas and buy Sturgill Simpson's The Dead Don't Die CD from the gas station owner. The travelers check into the Moonlight Motel. Owner Danny Perkins identifies them as hipsters, probably from Pittsburgh, at the Centerville Juvenile Detention Center. Geronimo tells fellow inmates Olivia and Stella that polar fracking has altered the Earth's rotation. Cliff and Ronnie find open graves at the cemetery while Hermit Bob spies on them. Cliff emphatically rejects Ronnie's suggestion of informing Hermit Bob of the general suspicion that zombies are on the loose. Ronnie teaches Cliff how to kill zombies, and Bobby and Hank prepare weapons. Motel owner Danny Perkins watches news about pets behaving strangely and then finds out his cats are missing. The other farmer Miller's animals have all disappeared. That evening, more zombies rise, and Danny is attacked and transformed into a zombie. Cliff and Ronnie bring supplies to the station and tell Officer Mindy Morrison about the zombies. The corpse of a woman named Mallory reanimates in the police station, and Ronnie decapitates her. Two more corpses reanimate at the funeral home and are beheaded by Zelda Winston, who recently bought the funeral home. Zelda, dead aim of the samurai sword, beheads additional zombies in the street en route to the police station. At the station, three officers leave her in charge with computer access and a red convertible smart car. The cops drive their squad car into town and find three travelers dead at the motel. Behind door number three, Ronnie beheads the bodies to Mindy's distress and takes Zoe's Sturgill Simpson CD from the police station. Winston sends an encrypted message to the police computer. Ronnie tries playing the Sturgill Simpson CD on the police car sound system, but Cliff throws the CD out the car window. Hank and Bobby face the zombies at the hardware store. Each zombie says only one word related to something from their past or an item they see as a zombie. Zombies maul Farmer Miller, Geronimo, Olivia, and Stella. They flee the detention center, again observed by Hermit Bob. When zombies overwhelm the patrol car at the cemetery, Mindy runs out to join her dead grandmother in the zombie horde. Ronnie and Cliff argue. Ronnie says he knew all would end badly because Jim gave him the entire script. Well, Cliff only got the pages for his scenes with Ronnie. Zelda drives Ronnie's car through town, stopping to behead one last fashion zombie, and then walks calmly through the cemetery with sword in hand. Zombies amble away from the patrol car as a spinning UFO appears over the cemetery. Cliff and Ronnie watch as it beams up Zelda and flies away. The two officers leave the car and kill the zombies, including Bobby, Farmer Miller, Hank, and Mindy. Hermit Bob watches from the woods through his binoculars, lamenting how the world is a terrible place as zombies overwhelm Cliff and Ronnie. All right, this was honestly a fun movie to watch, and who doesn't like Bill Murray? This is an all-star cast, and for The Dead Don't Die 2019, I give a rating of 4 chainsaws out of 5. This can also be found on Amazon Prime and Shudder streaming apps. But unfortunately, this is all I have for you tonight, folks. I hope that you've enjoyed the show, and a big shout-out to all of my listeners near and far. And I thank you all for listening. Stay safe out there. I'm your host, the Naughty Guy Adam J. This is Horror After Hours, signing off. Good night, everyone.